Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, KNITS.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Today, we are talking all about my 5 tips for new pattern designers and business owners. So if you are new and feeling overwhelmed, wondering what you need to keep in mind, or actually, if you're a designer at all, I think these tips will be really helpful. Some of them are things that I still have to remind myself of frequently. So I hope you find them super helpful and that you take them to heart, because the reason these are tips is because they will help you so much, both with the success of what you create and with feeling aligned and authentic with what you do. So let's get into it. Tip number one is to just start. So often, so many folks get caught up in all of the details about what all do I need to know, and it needs to be perfect, and I can't start until I know everything, and that's not ever going to happen. So if you're waiting until the perfect day where everything aligns, you likely won't ever start. So just start. A lot of what we do, both in designing and with business, we kind of learn as we go. I mean, we definitely learn as we go. We learn so much about designing, about yarn, about business and marketing, and about ourselves and what is important to us and what actually aligns with our values and our interests, we learn that as we go. We can't have that knowledge. We can't have all of that information before we start, because so much of it is trial and error and really just diving deep and understanding it more as you work on it. As you work, you understand where some of your weaknesses, the only word I could come up with was strengths, and I wanted the opposite of that, where your weaknesses are, where your strengths are, and really start communicating with other people to learn more. And it's just a whole learning process, I believe, forever. I don't think we will ever feel like we completely know everything about designing or about business. So just get started. It's not worth procrastinating and waiting forever. Second tip is, it's okay to mess up and ask for help. We're going to make mistakes. Whether you're new or you've been at it a while, might be mistakes business-wise, it might be mistakes in our designing, might be mistakes in customer service or things like that. We will make mistakes. We are human, and we're learning. We're learning the whole way through. So we're constantly going to be doing new things. It's okay to mess up. Grant yourself grace. I think that is the hardest thing for so many folks, especially like myself. We can be perfectionists. We can be people pleasers. We can not feel like it's okay to mess up and to make mistakes, but really it is okay. It just means that you are human. And we're glad that you're human. We're glad that you're not a robot, because humans have personalities. And that is what we're attracted to when we're interested in purchasing from businesses. So keep being a human. And part of that is messing up. But don't be afraid to also ask for help. There are so many people in our community that are excited to help you, that have so much to offer. As designers, we have tech editors that help us so much with the designing, with the math, all of that kind of things. We also have test knitters. Often they're the ones pointing, both the tech editors and the test knitters might be pointing out our mistakes. But we can also ask them for help about, okay, how do I fix this? How do I make it better? And like I talked about in my episode about working with tech editors, we could also ask our tech editors for help when we get stuck before we've really made the mistake. So tech editors, test knitters, fellow knitters and crocheters, if you're trying to figure out something knitting wise, and you have friends who also knit or crochet, you could ask them. There's so much knowledge just in our community from folks who have experience from doing it for years and years. There are so many people that have been knitting longer than I have. I won't claim to be the most expert knitter in the world. And so that means that there are other resources I can go to for help when I'm not sure the best way to do something when I'm designing. And of course, we have business coaches, business mentors. There aren't actually a whole lot very specific to designers, but there are a lot of business coaches in general. Obviously, I am more than happy to help you however I can. It absolutely lights me up to help you work through anything designing or business and marketing, because it's something I've been so passionate about working with for over 3 years now. I've just dug in and learned so much from other people, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So if you're looking for help, I have one-on-one coaching and I have design coaching. I call it design coaching, but most of what I coach on is actually business and marketing. But of course, because that's what us as designers most often are struggling with. And then I have the Design Circle, which is a community for designers who are interested in growing their business. We have guest speakers and we have a very supportive community that actually like talks a ton and asks questions and answers and all of the things. We have workshops and design alongs and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, if you are looking for additional support, those are two options available through me. And you can find those on my Instagram at Pattern Design Circle, or the links are snickerdoodlenits.com/design-coaching. Snickerdoodle is in the cookie, KNITS.com/design-coaching, and snickerdoodlenits.com/design-circle. And I'll go ahead and put those in the notes as well. So then let's get into tip number three. Tip number three is to be very clear on your goals, both long-term and short-term. And this can be so hard when we're starting as designers, because often when we start designing, it's because we're just loving the knitting craft, but we're wanting to make something that actually fits our style or our interest. And we're not really sure where this is going to take us. We don't know, is this something I'm really going to love? Is this something that is actually going to become a business? But think about what you really want. And of course, as you design a few designs, it will help you gain clarity. But do you want to design more patterns? And if yes, what kind of patterns do you want to design? Do you love making sweaters? Do you love making shawls? Do you love making sacks? If there's one specific category that you really love, do not be scared to focus in on that one thing. Because when you focus, you become more associated with that item and like an expert on that item. And so then say socks are your passion and you love making socks, your followers will associate you with sock patterns. And when they're looking for a sock pattern, you will be top of mind and just basically like when you're doing a whole lot of different things, folks may love your work, but they're not going to think of you as the first person for socks or shawls or something like that. So do not be afraid to focus in if you do have a passion, a specific interest in something. So so as far as what kind of long-term and short-term goals might you have, short-term goals could be more like, I want to design this shawl pattern. Long-term goals might be, I want to be an expert at shawl patterns. I want to have a whole variety of different options, and I want to teach folks how to make shawls. I want to teach with Vogue Knitting Live. I want to teach XYZ. I want to teach them about different shawl constructions, all these different things. I want to be all about shawls. Now, having the short-term vision is going to help you, obviously, get that first design published. Having the long-term vision is going to help you have a better idea of what all you want to incorporate in your pattern, your first pattern, as well as the messaging that you're starting to share with your business and your brand. So you will start to establish yourself as an expert of shawls. You will start sharing tips specifically about shawls. You'll probably start sharing ways to style shawls. You will get very specific about shawls, but you will be start sharing all of this knowledge to help folks really identify you as an expert and to build the like, know, trust factor. So when we talk about like, know, trust factor, that is people coming across you, and first, they like your work. They get to know you as a person, a business, and a brand, and they trust you to be an expert. They trust that you actually know what you're talking about. They trust that your pattern is going to be worth purchasing and making, and they're going to trust to continue to buy from you. So, like, no trust factor is so valuable in business, so important for actually selling and for getting repeat customers and things like that. Kind of went on a whole little tangent there, didn't I? So whatever it looks like for you, I definitely just journal on it, take notes, whatever works well for you, meditate. To really get clear on what it is you want from this designing and from the business. Is this a business that is always going to be quote unquote just on the side? Is it going to be something that you want to be a full-time business? Is it something that you want to make a full-time income? Is it something that you want to cover your yarn expenses? What are you actually wanting from your business, and what are you actually wanting to create with your designs? And having that clarity will really help you with your, from the beginning, to create a cohesive brand and, well, I guess, cohesive brand is what I was thinking, designs and business, marketing and your design aesthetic. Something that I definitely was not clear on when I started was what I really wanted to create for designs. I had a whole lot of design ideas and I just started making them. And that means that I have a whole variety of different patterns, but a lot of them aren't very connected. And that's something that starting out, if you have any idea what you enjoy making and designing, definitely follow that is my tip. So yeah, you can have goals for your design aesthetic, your business aesthetic in general. When I think of aesthetics, I like to think a lot about emotions. Do you want it to be moody and like give off this, that kind of a vibe? Do you want it to be bright and cheery? Do you want it to be inspiring or motivational or sophisticated? And think of the different emotions that come with that, and think of the different colors and how to create those different kinds of vibes. Because creating a brand aesthetic is going to make you stand out, especially on social media. When folks see your photos, they'll know exactly who probably posted that, or, you know, you might have a similar aesthetic to other folks, but they can be like, okay, that's person A, person B, or person C, because it's very clear what your aesthetic is. Along with that, this wasn't a tip that I had put in here, but let's go ahead and add a bonus tip. Don't feel bad if you don't have it all figured out right now. Like I said before, so much of this clarity comes through working through it. So get as clear as you can right now. From my experience, a lot of that does come from journaling, comes from just like writing all of the ideas. It also comes from not being scared to dream. So often we have different goals and ideas and dreams in our inner head that we're not even willing to admit enough to write down on paper. And so we're scared to even admit it to ourselves, but don't be scared to dream and to have goals, because that is really what is going to direct you down the line and direct you from the beginning so that you actually get where you want down the line. So don't be scared to dream, but also it's okay if you don't have it all figured out. Our journeys all look different. Chances are some of it's going to change down the line anyway. So give yourself some grace. You don't have to have it all figured out. Of course, start even if you don't have it figured out. Tip number four is don't try to be like anybody else. So often we see coaches and marketers and all these different folks that say you have to do X, Y, and Z to be successful. You have to do A, B, and C if you want to make X money. You have to design patterns that do this, that, and the other thing in order for them to sell, all of that kind of thing. But what I have found is that if that isn't actually in alignment with who you are, what you're interested in, and your values, it's not going to bring you success. The truth to it is there are a million different things that different people say you have to do or you should do. And yeah, they all work, but they only work if they work for you. So do you have to find the thing that actually works for you, that you're actually interested in, you're actually passionate about, and that you're actually going to do in order for it to be successful. So don't try to fit into the box of anybody else. Don't try to do something just because somebody else is successful doing that thing. Do the thing that you love. Do the thing that you enjoy. Do the thing that you're interested in. Because A, you're actually going to stick with it. And B, it's going to be a higher quality of work because your passion and your enthusiasm is behind it. And C, your audience is going to be so much more interested in it when they can tell that you're interested in it, that you're passionate about it. Passion speaks volumes. And so don't be afraid to follow that and to show it, because folks just love to see other folks that are doing what they love and they're passionate about, which actually is tip number five. So it's okay that I added the bonus one before, because now we're back to five maybe. So my tip number five was to be passionate, do what you love, and don't hide it, because chances are you are starting this design business or you started this design business because it's something that you're interested in and you're passionate about. And it can be so easy when we start thinking about it as a business and trying to make money to put aside the passion and to put aside the interest to actually make the money. And the money so often actually follows the passion. And that's for several reasons. It's not just that you're going to make money off of what you're passionate about, but you lose interest when you're not doing what you're passionate about. You lose enthusiasm. You stop doing the work. And then the whole, your audience so often can pick up on the fact that you're not liking it anymore. It's not actually exciting to you. And then that dampens their excitement as well. So when you're doing what you love and what you're passionate about, it will attract other folks that also love what you're doing and are also passionate about it. And it just creates a much more positive cycle that you love, that you want to continue, and that other folks want to support. So those are my 5 tips for new pattern designers and business owners. Number 1, just start. Number 2, it's okay to mess up and be sure to ask for help. Number 3 is be very clear on your goals, both short-term and long-term. Number 4, don't try to be like anyone else. Follow your own interests, be authentic, and do what is in alignment for you. And number 5, be passionate. Do what you love and don't hide it. And to me, those summarize exactly how you will build the business that you love and that is actually successful. Of course, you will have your own definition of success, but if you're building the business that you love, it will be successful because it's all in alignment and authentic to what your interests and your definitions are. So hope you found this super helpful. If you did, go ahead and give the podcast a review and message me on Instagram at Pattern Design Circle. I absolutely love hearing from you and knowing that this content is actually helpful and resonating with you. If you have any questions, of course, go ahead and reach out to me as well at Pattern Design Circle on Instagram. And I will see you if you're watching the video or talk to you if you're listening to the podcast on the next episode. Wow. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.